I think that's an inevitable process which is going to continue so long as the Asian economies in particular continue to grow very rapidly. The biggest marginal contributor to the rise in oil demand over the course of the past 5 years has been China. I think, if memory serves me correctly, it's accounted for about a quarter of the increase in world oil demand over the last 5 years. So consequently, there is going to be increasing pressure on oil demand for some years to come. I guess, the case that we're going to have to live with this fairly tight oil market, which suggests that we're probably going to have to live with oil prices at far higher levels than we've become used to over the past decade.
As far as your projections of the world economy are concerned, then, are you looking at $90, $100, $110 a barrel oil?
Well, I suspect that we could well hit $100 per barrel over the course of the next few months. I'm not entirely convinced that's necessarily a consequence of the strength of the world economy, however. I mean, you've got to look at the supply side of the equation too. And OPEC has been very successful over the course of the past 12 months in curbing oil supply. And of course, this tightness of the market, coupled with quite a lot of speculative positioning on the part of investors, has helped to drive prices up to, you know, $90+ a barrel. My guess is that a fundamentally justified price is somewhere in the range 60 to 70. But I don't think we're going to see that for some time to come.
Okay, well, we could have interesting discussions on the supply side, but let's look at the price and its consequences for the world economy. The conventional wisdom has been that leading industrialized economies haven't hurt as the price moves up through 70 and 80. Are they going to start hurting at 90?
I don't think they are, to be quite honest. I mean, I think what the conventional wisdom suggests is that every $10 on the price will knock something like 0.1 to 0.2 percentage points off real GDP growth. So if we go up another $10 to 100 plus, so we may lose at most a quarter of a percentage point off real GDP growth. But when you consider that real GDP growth is already growing at a rate above 5%, it's not really going to make a noticeable difference. The world economy is still going to remain fairly robust. I think if you look back over the past, what happened was the speed of adjustment in oil prices caused many of the problems for the world economy. What we've seen over the past 3 years is an inexorable rise in oil prices, and I think it just gives producers and consumers time to adjust, because, as I said, that progression has been relatively slow.
But what about developing nations with relatively vulnerable economies, economies where they haven't perhaps benefited from the soft and hard commodities boom that we've seen? They presumably are really going to suffer with oil this expensive.
That's true. Obviously, those who are able to put something back into the world economy in terms of exports are able to pay their own way and therefore pay for oil imports. But there are going to be resource-poor nations who aren't really contributing to the world economy in that way, who are going to be seriously affected. And what I think you're going to see is an increasing disparity between the rich getting richer and maybe the poor getting poorer.